Commissioner Martin's comments are the first after a tersely worded two-paragraph statement issued in late September. It said the state's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, would conduct a review of health impact data compiled by the Department of Environmental Conservation. Martin says the environmental agency has additional information on the health impacts of exposure to chemicals used in fracking and possible air pollution from generator and pump emissions.
We have done a lot more work since the last draft that the public has seen.
Martin says the new health impact data can't be released to the public, though, until the health commissioner finishes his review. And he could not say when that might happen. Under the new plan, Dr. Shah must still choose outside experts to help him. Martin says those yet unnamed experts have not signed contracts yet with the state to do the review.
So it's not 100% certain at this point what the exact scope is going to be.
If the whole health review process takes more than 6 weeks, then Martin's will run up against a key November 29th deadline. If the environmental agency does not have its rules in place for fracking by then, it has to start that part of the process over. That means there could be another opportunity for public comment and more reports written. Martin says he doesn't know right now if that November 29th deadline will be missed and cause further delays.
To be determined.
Some landowners with gas drilling leases are growing impatient. They protested at the Capitol on October 15.
No more delay! No more delay!
Senator Tom Libous represents Binghamton in the southern tier region centered in the Marcellus Shale. Libous, who supports fracking, is also eager for it to begin. The senator was asked whether he thinks Governor Cuomo is deliberately delaying a decision on a politically controversial issue.
The governor needs to make a decision. I ask him, as a colleague in many respects, as a friend, someone who I have great respect for, make a decision before the end of the year. The economy of the southern tier in upstate New York depends on it.
Senator Libous predicts that the science will dictate that it can be done safely, and he says there's no need to drag out Dr. Shah's health review. He says the Department of Health has been privy to that information all along.
I think they're well aware of what the impact is. I think the studies are done.
Commissioner Martin says that's not true.
It's not done because we've asked Dr. Shah to review it, and he may come back and say you need to do additional work.
Meanwhile, environmental groups who oppose fracking are frustrated by what they say is a lack of transparency. Alex Beecham, with New Yorkers Against Fracking, says based on Martin's comments, it doesn't appear that the health study will be very comprehensive or very independent.
I think it's really worrisome because, you know, if this health study ends up just being a sham or just ends up being them rubber stamping what's already gone on, I think they're going to see that, you know, folks like us and the hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers that have been against fracking, you know, they're not going to be assuaged by this process that I think has been pretty horrible throughout.
Cuomo, who appointed Commissioner Martens as well as Dr. Shah, has made a policy of staying above the day-to-day details during the lengthy review of fracking.
As we've said all along, you know, there's politics for it, there's politics against it, but we want to make a decision on the merits.
Cuomo has also said the decision will be made based on science and facts. Right now, no one in his administration can say when all of those facts will be collected. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.